Pilipinas, mabuhay!
Pilipinas, mabuhay! Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman po kami, si Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam here on Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Kumusta ang nakaraan ninyong linggo at kumusta ang kainyong weekend? Be with us today from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. Once again here on Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Sa tanang dapit nga ako napunta, ang tumang kaanyag ni sakmit sa kong mga mata, ikabay luko pa ba kiningiutang pinangga nga ginikanan sa ubos kong harana.
Kailangang umalis
upang makita ang katuparan. Sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo'y nagtungo baon ay pag-ibig mula sa mahal mong naiwanan. Di baka sakaling matupad ang iyong hangarin sa iyong pagsisikap na ganap ang iyong pangarap.
Hello, mga kahigsunan sa kahanginan. Good evening, good afternoon, and good evening. Gabi inam na itita Miriam. Ngit-ngit na sa gawas. Salamat sa inyong pagpaminaw sa itong programa din sa 104.6 Planet FM. Naanapod kita ang programa na ito, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Okay, natay OFW song atong ipatukal para ninyo. Ayan naman ito. Ang galing ng Pinoy para ni sa tanan na itong OFW din sa New Zealand. Naibaba mo nga ang Philippine government is creating the ministry or the Department of Overseas Filipino. Special yun ni para ni sa Overseas Filipino nga department. The Department of Overseas Filipino.
Sa iba't ibang tanik ng mundo'y nagtungo baon ay pag-ibig.
Yan ako.
Galing ng Pinoy.
Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor! As we prepare for the 28th anniversary of Sinulog here in New Zealand, we also welcome Santo Niño 500, the 500 years of arrival of the image of Señor Santo Niño in Cebu that started the Christianity in the whole country. So, if you would like to share your talents and your skills, do give us a call. We need you to make another successful, to create another successful Sinulog in New Zealand and Santo Niño Fiesta para sa ating poon, Señor Santo Niño. Viva Señor Santo Niño Pit Señor! Tawagan niyo lang po si Tito Oscar on 0207-570-1139. Yes. And of course, go to our website www.santo-nino.org. Viva Señor Santo Niño. I love that song, Tito Oscar. That's the official song of the Basilica del Santo Niño de Cebu. Now, what a beautiful song. We have been gifted to give and we are called to share. Viva Señor Santo Niño. Callers tonight, this song is for you.
A story was told of love.
You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM with Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam.
Another music, Tita Miriam, for our beloved overseas Filipino workers here in New Zealand. Dito sa atong mga nurses, special greetings. Mayong gabi, dilhan inyong tanan.
Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay. Handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Birthday pinyag, Pasko ang dumaan. Aking iniyakan dahil di napuntahan. Ngunit ramdam ko dito sa aking puso na sa bawat okasyon ay kasama rin ako. Sa aking munting padala sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin. Ito ako, nasa bayang tayuhan, kumakayod ng lubos, kumita lamang. Kalungkutan ko ay tinitiis na lang, alang-alang sa'yo, para sa iyo lamang. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandiyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hanggang. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay. Handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Malayo man tayo, magkayakap pa rin. Sa aking panala, kayo'y aking kapili. Padala, kayo'y aking kapiling.
Salamat, Western Union.
Pilipinas Mabuhay presents to you some moments of reflection. In our world today, with so many anxieties and fears and feelings of uncertainties, I believe we need to examine what we allow into our hearts, into our mind, into our mind. What do we allow into our families, into our world, into our churches, in the light of the pure and consistent teachings of our faith, even in the midst of all uncertainties and fears. With this in mind, I would like to share with you the Gospel of St. Mark chapter 13 verses 24 to 30. Jesus spoke a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everybody was asleep, his enemy came and sowed seeds all throughout the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, what did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" The master answered, "An enemy must have done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull all the weeds out?" But the master said, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. So let them grow together until the harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles and burning. Bundles for burning. But gather the wheat into my barn.'" So Jesus told the parable, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field while everyone was asleep. His enemy came and sowed good seed weeds all through the wheat and then went off." So these are the verses that has captured my thoughts and my imagination. So to reflect on this, I would like to share with you this parable. It begins in a very good way. It states that good seed was sown. In other words, the pure gospel was preached into good soil. This should be understood as any situation where the preacher is truly effective and where the gospel reaches many ears and is planted in many hearts. This is worth rejoicing over. It is therefore essential that we are in constant touch of the Word of God in Scriptures, because that is when the good seed of God's teachings come to us, including His admonitions. As recipients of the Word of God, we also have to be its responsible guardians. This parable quickly points out that those responsible for guarding the good soil in which the Word of God was planted failed in their duty to protect it. And as a result, the enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat. In other words, the evil one also had sown his lies into the hearts of those who heard the Word of God. And those lies took root and began to grow. This is a clear description of the world we live in today. First, it is a description of the hearts of many Christians who have heard the Word of God and have responded, but only to struggle with doubts, confusions, and lies sown by the evil one. It is also a clear description of the world as a whole and even of the church on earth. There are so many divisions within society, divisions even within the church. There are many competing voices. And among those whose hearts are good soil, it can be hard to distinguish between that which is from God and that which is a subtle deception from the evil one. The weed referred to in this parable is called cockle. This cockle is a seed that, as it grew, looks much like wheat. It is very difficult to distinguish from wheat until the grain began to appear. But when the grain did begin to appear, it was clearly distinguishable. If the cockle were to accidentally be ground in with the wheat, it would cause nausea when eaten. The parable is quite clear. The lies that the evil one sows in the hearts of the faithful, those with fertile hearts, are very subtle, especially at first. It is easy for those subtle lies to confuse us. The evil one rarely succeeds in misleading the faithful through grave and obvious errors. Therefore, he deceives with small errors. As a result, the error is not often understood until much later as the fruit is born. The result is division, confusion, conflict, and the like. Conflict within our own souls, within our world, and even within our church. So, what is the solution of this? I believe the solution is vigilance. We need to be vigilant. We as followers of Christ must be exceptionally vigilant in regard to that which we allow into our hearts, that which we allow our hearts to receive. Just because something sounds good at first, does that make it good? This is why we have the scriptures. We have the magisterium of the church, and we have the teachings of the saints. We must continue to examine all that we allow into our hearts, what we allow into our families, into our world, and even into our churches, in the light of the pure and consistent teachings of our faith. When we see divisions, there is a clear sign of some subtle error that has crept in. In the end, at the harvest time, when we all face Christ our Lord at our judgment, He will separate the good from the bad. But for our part, vigilance is essential so that only the pure seed of God's Word is received by us and sown by us. So today, let us reflect on our own soul and look at it as a fertile ground. What seed is sown in our soul? What do we allow, or what have we allowed to penetrate our heart and take root in it? Have we been vigilant, remaining attentive to the ways that the evil one tries to mislead us through subtle lies and errors? Let us think, therefore, reflect deeply, and ponder deeply these questions honestly. What is sown? What seed is sown in our heart? If we find conflict and confusion in our life, let us look more deeply at the source of these troubles. And if there are lies that we have allowed into our life, then let us turn all them over to our Lord so that He can remove them at the proper time. So, let us offer our intention to the Lord as we say, Most Holy Word of God, You are the living Word who sows seed upon the fertile ground of our hearts. You plant Yourself in the hearts of those who believe so that Your life can bear good fruit in the faithful. Please, sow the seed of Your Word in our own heart, dear Lord, and protect us from the deceptions of the evil one.
Shout out ni Father Mario. Happy birthday, Father Mario. We had a good dinner.
Sino ang nagmamahal
So, Tito Oscar. And so, Tito Oscar, our program has finished. It's nearly the end of our program. Sorry, Tito Oscar. So, we hope you enjoyed the reflections that we shared with you tonight. And we hope that you will heed our invitation for talented and skilled people out there, devotees of Señor Santo Niño, to join us in preparing for our Santo Niño 500 on the 16th of January 2022 as we celebrate Santo Niño 500. So, viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor, you're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar saying to you,
Pilipinas Mabuhay.
See you next Saturday.
Yes, Tito Oscar, we assure you of our prayers. Do keep well, keep warm. It can still be cold out there. Viva Señor Santo Niño on Pilipinas.